another week, another episode of Genius Bar, and somehow, as is with this show since always, somehow in between episodes, the world has gone through another major historical event. Guys, Sam has COVID again.
No, I'm actually clean. I no longer have it. I followed the latest CDC and California guidelines, and I'm actually able to be out and about
because
I'm
no longer contagious. That's pretty cool. So you can do the podcast then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sweet.
Dude, yeah.
Are we allowed to say?
That's been my
week. Are we
allowed
to say at the beginning of a show?
Yes.
I didn't know if you two.
I think so.
Like that
I mean, it's my life. What are they going to say? You didn't wake up in puddles of sweat 4 nights this week?
No, I didn't.
What are they going to say?
I haven't even heard from you this week. I thought you were dead.
It's very possible because the lack of Apple news did not help my recovery. I had nothing to think about. All I've been doing is playing video games, thinking about my best bud, John Prossy, and hoping.
I would text him and I'd be like, oh, he's gone. Lost him. But then I would get notifications on my phone, Sam, the Apple track tweeted something new. And I just think it's funny how you could tweet from Apple track when I know who's tweeting from Apple track and it's not Shay.
That's actually not true. He does. He does tweet sometimes from there. That's actually, I'm not even
okay,
messing
with you. Okay, were the sometimes all the times this week?
A couple
That's
times
what
were
I thought.
Him this week.
You're a dirty scoundrel.
You know what? At least I'm posting.
You?
At least I'm posting. By the way, everybody, just want to say thank you. We have a huge... Did you know that I had a huge announcement today?
No. What's
well,
the
I
announcement?
Do.
Is this... Are, is
Apple
this
Track. No, this is not a bit. Apple Track, guys. We have officially hit 300K on the X platform.
Hey! So the when I said there's the year COVID is the major historical event, that was it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what happened this week.
Yeah,
can't think of anything else that might have happened that was nearly catastrophic to the world.
Look at this, bro. We're back. Apple. It was at that, and Apple track hit 300K on the actual platform.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yup. Okay,
John,
go ahead.
I know why you haven't been uploading.
Go on.
It's because there's nothing to upload about.
Exactly. I have gone into my bag of tricks for the next video because I have to post a video. It's required by law, my personal law and our manager. But I have had to pull, when you were a kid and you were playing with your toys and all the toys that you use a lot are usually like sitting at the top of the toy box because they're just more recent. But now you're bored of all those toys and you're like, man, I'd really like to go back to an old toy, a tried and true toy. I had to clear all those out and dig way deep in there to find some iPhone stuff. Because nothing else to talk about. Don't know if you know. So thanks for coming
like
to Genius Bar. I'm glad everyone is updated. Sam has COVID. There's no news, but we're good, and we'll see you next week. Hope you guys have a great day.
Stop
we're going to roll this ad real quick.
It.
Actually,
stop
there's two
it.
Ads. We're going to roll
no.
those, and then we'll see you next week.
No, that's not how we can't. Legally, we can't do that. Also, that sounded like the plot to Toy Story 6 that you just described.
Oh, did I steal that?
I think you did.
I might have stolen.
John, sorry. There's breaking news for the iPhone 16.
Go ahead.
The iPhone 16 Pro will support faster charging speeds. Wired charging could increase 33% up to 40 watts.
Wow.
And MagSafe charging could increase to 20 watts.
Cool. We love that.
That's actually cool, but could you just make the battery bigger? Dude, can we talk about iPhone battery life?
It's not, like, you know, good.
It's terrible. I think I'm going to make another video about it this year because my battery health is already down to, I think, 90%, and this phone is 8-9 months old. That's way too quick.
Let me see mine. I am just
scared to see where we're at.
I only know one charge way, and it's the fast way.
Yep. So this is my current life. I'm at 92%.
Woo! We close, Daddy. I'm at 93.
Woo! How many cycles?
441. Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
What are you charging your phone with, dude? Fire? A car battery? What are you charging your phone with? You have 100 less cycles than me and lost a percentage more.
I do wirelessly charge almost exclusively. I wonder if that's it.
It must be. Well, there you go. In case you were wondering what the science is on that, not great. Just plug it in with a wire.
Just, don't you think that Apple should try to fix this? It just feels like they've kind
of,
they just keep ignoring it.
Yeah, they're not gonna, though. That's like not what they do.
But that seems like that's the main iPhone problem right now, is the battery health. I'll say this. I think Android's kicking the ass in the battery department.
They're kicking the
ass. I don't hear Galaxy users complaining about their batteries dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They complain about everything else, but not their battery.
Yeah, I don't hear them complaining because I have them blocked, so I didn't know if yours was the same.
Here's what gives me hope.
We already used them copying Apple. We used that last week.
No, we're going to use it again. Here's what I think, though. We're hearing that the iPhone 16s are going to have a metal-plated battery that could help with energy density.
How long have we been hearing that, dog?
And repairability.
This is the third year.
This is the first year we've heard of a metal-plated battery. How much you want to bet?
$5.
I bet you $5 that this is the first time we've heard.
Okay, somebody somewhere, go find an article, please.
Oh, and I better get that Apple Pay Cash prompt too. This is the first time we've heard
pronto?
About this.
Prompt too. He's really not good.
Listen, guys, I didn't say that the COVID didn't hurt my brain. I've actually got a worm inside my head.
Oh, yeah, I would buy it.
The point being, I think it's gonna, I don't know, it's definitely starting to change my opinion on Apple a little bit. It just feels kind of sour and nasty that I buy $1,000 phone every year. And the battery life is, and I know you're going to say that's just how batteries work. Yes, but they're absolutely, I get the impression that Apple is probably not spending a lot on batteries, and they're probably a cheaper battery than they could be spending on, because I don't remember this happening back in the day. Like on the iPhone 11, I do not remember it degrading this fast.
Yeah,
I swear my iPhone 11 would get through an entire day.
We weren't shoving the amount of electricity in that we are now.
Or TikTok, you could say. I mean, I know TikTok be draining.
Yeah, maybe that's why you lost more of a percentage than me.
I mean, that's true. I do be.
So you're going through that same thing that every Apple fan, especially Apple influencers, go through. Okay, this is a cycle. It happens to all of us.
What are you trying to lump me in?
What happens is, Apple the greatest, Apple the best. Then there's a few months of dryness where Apple doesn't announce anything. And then you're like, I'm going to be the guy that is upset with them. And then that feels really good, because deep down you have an itch that you're trying to scratch, because you don't like. And most of your life you just bury the itch. You just let it be itchy and hope it goes away. But right now there's nothing to do but scratch it. So we got to scratch it. And then when they announce something else, they're going to be the greatest again.
Wow.
Make Apple
great
again.
You sound like every person on TikTok specifically.
Sorry.
I'm either an Apple hater or an Apple glazer.
How's your TikTok doing, by the way? Because I was scrolling through, because you haven't texted me or anything because you're sick. But what's really funny is like, I was seeing TikToks from you, and I was like, oh, surely he just recorded those, you know, a while ago, and I'm just now seeing them. But suspiciously, you sounded pretty not good in those TikToks.
Dude, can you stop saying I sound bad? I sound like 99% normal right now.
You don't. 99 is
I do.
A bit generous. Nah.
99 is what I've... That's my story of my life.
You're 80 at best, but in those TikToks, you were like 50, 60.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. I think you're just used to hearing yourself now. And you're like, wow, I sound better than I did 5 days ago. That's cool.
Listen. Call me a hard worker, all right? Crucify me.
Are
you good? Why? You just stopped talking.
Did you see that picture of Tim Cook?
I did. Here, let's pull it up. Let's pull it up. Look at this. Guys,
sorry,
breaking Apple
listeners.
News.
We're trying our best. What is on
at
screen
a picture
right
of
now?
Tim
yeah,
Cook.
Go ahead, Sam.
I did want to talk about this because I find this interesting. I'm actually thinking about making it. Like, I've got a lot of video ideas percolating.
Okay.
Notice how prominently the Nike logo is always featured in Apple's ads and their keynotes.
Oh, yeah. It's for sure product placement always.
I know, but that's just interesting. Like, why did they pick Nike? Why not Adidas?
Because just do it.
Yeah, but I just feel like nobody ever talks about this, and I feel like it's something that you could open the eyes of the public to, because I feel like people, you know, you notice it, but you don't actually notice it.
Look at how
super intentional.
You can see the logo on both of his feet, conveniently placed. He's got a Nike logo on his duffel bag, and he's got the look of just do it in his eyes.
That's a man who just did it.
Yeah. That is a man who just did it.
He always does.
Look
at
dude, his arm be thick though.
Yeah, it's second to me.
That man,
son like father.
Yeah, basically looks just like you.
Ooh, look at the.
Does he like Nike? Questions have been placed. The internet is starting to catch on to the conspiracy.
That's really funny. I actually did not read these comments. I love
probably for the best, to be honest. Probably for the best.
So we had that. That was really exciting.
I'm out of news. I did my best.
No. We're about to move on.
To
the actual news.
We just talked
about
this last week.
Samsung had an event.
I feel so bad for all of the Genius Bar fans, all of the geniuses.
You
gotta
just act like this is new. You can gaslight the audience into believing that they didn't hear it if you just go with it.
This is a side effect of no off season. But when we were off for a few weeks, you guys hated that. But when we come back, you're like, wow, so many weeks off and this is all you talk about? What would you like us to do? Do you want us to show up anyway or not? Pick one. You have to pick one. God,
yeah, you have to pick one. I pick us being here. Okay, Samsung had an event because I am gobsmacked that they actually did this. This is the new. They actually announced the Apple Watch Ultra 3. Apple and
crazy.
Samsung collabed on a product for the first time.
Love that for everybody, for us.
Just kidding. Samsung just announced their own Galaxy Watch Ultra that is literally a carbon copy of the
Apple
Watch.
I would like to mention.
This is what it looks like. If you're like, I'm an audio listener, I should pull over. No, don't. Just look down at your wrist and you've seen the new Galaxy
Watch.
Okay,
there you go. Okay. This is a safe space, right? All the geniuses here, safe space?
Yeah.
What we say here, we just say amongst ourselves and it there's no chance of it leaving this show, right? Like, it's just between us as a family.
Those are the rules.
I think this is a public show, yes?
We just established
this. I think it's funny how certain people have have been dancing around the fact that all
what
of these
people
products
look like?
Suspiciously look a lot like the other products from the certain fruit company. They are not mentioning that. And it's weird because it's like perfectly aligned with the exact people that Samsung flew out to get like first impressions. Mm. I don't want to make any accusations. I just think it's weird. Like, do you think they forgot? Or did you think they didn't look? Maybe they didn't look at Twitter. Maybe they just like.
Here's what I love.
Maybe if someone said, hey, this looks like Apple Watch Ultra or this looks like AirPods, then they'd be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, it do.
Here's the deal. You know Canoopsie, who we've had on our show, Isaac?
Yeah, love Canoopsie.
He made videos about this stuff, and that was like the first thing he said, and I was like, I respect you, and that's why I've always known.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I've always respected him, but I was just like, see, I know that you've got integrity, but these other influencers, you know, you TikTokers, I'm looking at y'all. You get in your fancy business class 20 grand seat, you get wined and dined, I know how it goes. But then you get out on stage, you're like, look at the new Galaxy. And you get tons of views because it's, you know, a flagship tech product. I'm just like, dog, is that worth it? Like, people always say, Sam is this, he Apple sheep, or he hates Apple. They can't make up their mind on the day. But the point is, that's actually how I feel. Mm-hmm. And there's just no way if Apple released a product that looked like the Galaxy S24 Ultra with squared edges and stuff that I wouldn't be like, no, that looks exactly like a Galaxy. And that's silly. And that's embarrassing. Yeah. And it's cringe. It's a cringe offense more than anything else. And Samsung is, they have lost all respect for me. Like, did you watch the new Mr. Beast video where he had a bunch of YouTubers?
I do not watch any of them. I have a rule where I don't watch any Mr. Beast video.
That's really a mistake. There's a reason he's the best.
I'm sure he's great, but every time I watch it, I feel like I should be 14, and I don't.
But anyway, in the video, he had an ad spot that was beautifully integrated, by the way, with the new Samsung Galaxy Ring and the new Samsung Galaxy phones. And I was like, we all know Jimmy uses an iPhone.
Sam, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm getting old, man. I'm 30 years old. I'm about to be 31 next month. After a night full of drinks, I'm finding that I don't wake up the same way I used to when I was young and spry. You know what I mean?
You know what, John? I used to have the same problem, but then I started trying something different.
What are you trying?
I tried Z-Biotics.
Z-Biotics is back on the show. Welcome, Z-Biotics. Welcome back. So glad
John,
to
let
have
me tell you.
You
what this is.
Tell me.
Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic.
Question.
It was invented by... go ahead.
What does that mean?
John, it means that it was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. You were asking. I've got the answers. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut.
Okay.
It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day.
What?
Z-Biotics then produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make Z-Biotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
That's crazy. Now listen, you might be asking, they're pitching this product. Wonder if they've tried it. Well, boy, do I have news for you. We never pitch anything on the show without trying it. And I can say they got a little, I had a little night full of drinks with Z-Biotics. I felt good the next morning, which is not normal. I felt fine. And I was able to continue my day as if nothing happened the night before. I didn't feel as slow and as sluggish. I felt pretty good, especially for a 31-year-old. And guess what? If you go to zbiotics.com/genius, you can get 15% off of your first order when you use Genius at checkout. That's code Genius at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you are unsatisfied for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked.
Thanks, Zbiotics.
Thank you, Zbiotics. Well, no one on this show that I know of has ever been able to change a stance or have a stance based on a company whining and dining him. No one's takes on this show have been influenced.
That's not because they whined and dined me, though.
Okay. I wasn't talking about you. That's a crazy assumption.
Yes, you were. I haven't gotten paid by them in a year, and I still like their cases. Like, that's just... Bro, we've been... Oh, you acted like I haven't said this before. Anyway, let's move on. The point that I'm saying is I'm like, Mr. Beast... You use an iPhone. He's literally the number one Apple fan. People don't know this about Mr. Beast, but he is actually obsessed with Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Like, he has pictures of him everywhere in his home.
How do you know this?
He is obsessed with Apple. I just know these things. He's shown off the stuff. I've gotten some insider intel. I'm connected. Okay. The point being, he's a massive, like, old Apple fan. He's super inspired by the story of Steve Jobs. And obviously, you see, like, he wants to be the greatest at what he does. Mm-hmm. Point being, I was like, this is just silly. And, you know, I know that Samsung pays really well. I mean, people don't understand, like, how much money some of, like, these influencers make for events like this. Like, I don't know if they got paid to fly out to do these content and post. But there's times when, like, a Samsung sponsorship, you'll get, like, $10,000 for a single TikTok.
Yeah, and I'm sure not all of them have been paid.
No,
some of
but
them
I'm
are
just
wined and dined.
I am saying I was frustrated to see that, where I'm like, y'all, they literally just copied Apple.
It was like half of the tech creators that were just suddenly very blind.
I know, and I'm like, that's just weird. But that's also why I stopped I don't like going to events anymore. It's first of all, a lot of these people that go to the events, it's like the traveling is exhausting. It's a lot of work, and you can't actually get a lot of work done.
You,
like, that's honestly
you cannot.
Why, no,
like,
you
hey,
can't.
Can
that's
you
why
work
I
in
stopped.
This bathroom stall and get a video out?
Literally. That's why I've stopped traveling so much this year. It's like there's so many events like VidCon and other things. It would be really fun to go to, but it's like, what am I not doing while I'm at these
VidCon
events? Oh, VidCon
is very, very not
working.
Fun.
Apparently, it was better this year, but it's like, I got work, bro. I have so much work to do. Like, this YouTube channel's not going to grow itself. And I don't want to only, because then there's also, the genre of people that, they're the only brand deal people that it's, everything they post is sponsored. And I'm like, I know you're getting a bag, and that's great, but, I don't, and that's what you can want, but I don't want that. I want to, be the best Apple YouTuber, and I want to have earned it myself, and, made some money along the way, but I want to do it somewhat right. I mean, I'm not going to say obviously, I haven't been perfect, but, I'm trying.
You are trying. We can give you that. You know who's, since we're kind of talking about phones a little bit, you know who's not trying?
Samsung?
AT&T.
What about AT&T?
Okay.
They're a phone carrier.
I'm just going to read this directly from Mac Rumors so I don't mess this up, all right? Hackers broke into a cloud platform used by AT&T and accessed the phone records of nearly all of their cellular customers, AT&T announced on Friday. AT&T said the stolen data contains phone numbers of both cellular and landline customers, as well as AT&T records of calls and text messages across a six-month period between May 1st, 2022 and October 31st of 2022. AT&T said some of the stolen data includes more recent records from January 2nd, 2023 for a smaller unspecified number of customers, as well as call records of customers with other cellular carriers that rely on AT&T's network. So like MVNOs and, stuff like that. Nearly all.
Well, luckily, neither of us are AT&T customers.
Yeah, so but I'm sure a lot of geniuses are on AT&T.
Yeah.
They say AT&T is the carrier of Genius Bar. I mean, they can be if they want to be.
No, actually Mint Mobile is the carrier of Genius Bar. Nice try, buddy.
Just Mint Good Mobile? One. Mint Mobile doesn't use AT&T. I will just cut all of that out.
Yeah.
It's gone! I said nothing! Okay.
Oh.
Perfect.
That's rough.
You know what I'm curious of? And I guess geniuses in the comments can let us know. Always like... So that's bad, right? That's not good that happened. How mad are you? That sounds bad. Data being accessed for nearly everyone. But I'm curious, will literally any of you switch? Will something like this make you want to switch? Because I'm at the position in life where I just have accepted that I trade my data for free things all the time. I love TikTok, and they know everything about me, and that's just the price I pay. If I can't pay them $10 to use TikTok and I do it for free, then sure, know everything about me. Google, know everything about me, I guess. I've accepted it. So, what does it matter? If Google has all of it and it's leaked from Google, or if anyone has all my data, TikTok, whoever has all my data, Facebook has all the data, and it gets hacked, whatever. What is the difference between them and AT&T?
At the end of the day, you have the data. Though. Yeah, but you got to at least care a little bit.
Phone records and text message records aren't great to hear. Luckily, geniuses all have iPhones. I don't know a single genius with an Android phone. If you how are you here?
If you did, get the hell out.
are we even on? If you have an Android phone, can you listen to the show?
No, it's just two black screens and no audio.
Because they don't have Apple Podcasts, so what do?
It just redirects you to the Waveform Podcast.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
When you click. hey, John, I have a good answer to your question, though. How much is that data worth? The answer is $370K. Yay! AT&T paid $370K to get this hacker to delete
That's
the data.
Crazy, dude.
That's not even that much,
to be honest.
Negotiated
with a terrorist. That's a lot of money for what is probably a kid.
Yeah, I mean, congrats to the kid, I guess.
Yeah, that's congrats. One the youth we don't won. Condone it, but congrats.
Ooh, the hacker originally asked for $1 million. Oh, they paid it in Bitcoin too. Wait, why is that so much funnier?
I mean, what do you? Anything else? They're going to trace them. Of course, it's Bitcoin.
I mean, Bitcoin is not untraceable. It's just a little bit.
Wow, that laugh like track lasted so long.
You want to hear it again? So I was taking a walk the other day, and I tripped and fell on the sidewalk. And then what happened next, you won't believe. I spilled my groceries everywhere. And it'd be kind of fun to have our own comedy show with like a laugh track. That's kind of sick.
Do you have an applause button?
Uh-huh.
The refurbished USB-C Apple Pencil is now available in US and Canada. Incredible. Incredible news. Incredible news. Refurbished USB-C.
Here's an actual really exciting thing. The Delta game emulator is available on iPad. This is something I've been waiting for. I'm going to make a TikTok about this probably later today.
Wow, and all of your free time.
Dude, no, this is so cool. It finally allows you to play.
Game Boy.
Exactly. So you can now connect a controller, and it's like you have like your own Nintendo in front of you. I tried it out with Contra the other day. It was so much fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. It's got approved on the iPad. This is just a whole...
Hang on.
What?
You can play... How did I not know that? I feel like when I downloaded Delta, you could only get like Game Boy games. I didn't know NES games were on there. Has that always been a thing?
Yeah, that's like what it was invented for.
Okay, well, remember how I said a show's getting posted? Probably not. I will be busy.
What's your favorite NES game of all time? What are you playing first?
It's more for nostalgia.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you know, the regular Mario games would be default, but for me, it's like there was this, I don't even remember the name, but there was a very specific Superman game that in my childhood was like, can we find this?
Superman NES? Yeah, here we go.
Oh! 1987. I was not born in 1987, okay?
Whoa.
Yes! Oh my God.
Really? I'm not familiar with this one.
Oh, dude. I can like...
That was so loud. I'm sorry, but that's a great theme song.
The noises of childhood. I can smell the basement I was in. Oh,
whoa.
It was like a tiny little room with a really gross leather recliner with a tube TV sitting, a tiny little TV sitting in the middle, and the NES was on the floor.
Oh,
controller sticking out. Oh, dude. I'm back there. This is like a core memory unlocked. I would have never remembered that again in my life. Look at him.
I've never played this one. That's kind of sick, though.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, like, fly.
Yeah, oh. Kind of.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
Yeah, it's
whoa.
Just... It's instead of Mario, it's just Superman is all.
Just think, we could have been NES YouTubers and had a million subscribers by now.
There's still time.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, will somebody do it with me?
I'm gonna play Contra. That was my favorite NES game.
Okay,
of course, Super Mario Bros. 3 also beyond iconic. But yeah, Contra. I already downloaded. Was playing that yesterday. I'm really bad at it. I think I got worse. I need to remember all the cheats. But that's what's cool about Delta is you can. There's like a cheats area. You can like put your cheat codes.
Really?
It's such a cool app.
Fuck, I might have to do it now.
Yeah, I think it's Riley Chestnut that made
it. You know what that would be perfect
no,
on?
Testut. What?
iPad Mini.
Oh my God. Just
the mini one. The iPad Mini of mini variety. The best iPad.
You want to know something, buddy?
Nah, not really. I'm done. I don't want to
know
anymore.
I think it's time as we hit the second part of this year and as we approach my next video, it's time to reflect on the future. That would actually be a project on the future.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to? People don't realize how many Apple products we're getting this year. Look at this. This is a Mac Rumors upcoming Apple products guide.
Okay, let's go down the list. iPhone 16.
John, you can't. No, stop. You have to sound excited.
I do. You how can you tell?
iPhone 16 is not excited.
iPhone 16! Yeah! iPhone 16 Pro! It's like the 15 and the 15 Pro, but the next one! Let's go! Apple Watch 10 that is not as exciting as we initially thought because Mark Gurman crushed all of our hopes and dreams, as he usually does. New Apple Watch Ultra, which they... what choice do they have now that Samsung is on their tail, you know? They gotta... What if the next Apple Watch Ultra looks like the one Samsung just put out?
That would be funny.
And then it's revealed that Samsung.
Can we
just
do this for real? Can we do this
list
for real? Why don't we talk about what everything's going to do in a little nice summarization format, like a real podcast?
Let's do that, like a real podcast. Yes, this is a real one.
The next Apple products will be released in September. It's going to be a big event, guys. We've got new iPhones, Apple Watches, and new AirPods all coming at the same time. Aren't you excited for that? iPhone 16, same sizes, gaining the action button, new capture button. We got the A18 chip for new AI features, and the camera's getting redesigned. It looks really pretty.
Incredible.
Okay, then we got the iPhone 16 Pro. This is the big one. It's going to have even more AI features. It's going to have even better cameras, larger screens, faster A-series chip. Also going to have the capture button.
Okay.
It's going to be an S year for the iPhone. Let's just say it like it is.
Yeah, let's say what it is.
Well, I won't say it like that on YouTube because then people wouldn't be excited. Actually, I think I have said that on YouTube already. I don't know. I've made a lot
and
of
also,
iPhone 16
S, videos. If we're being honest, S years were the best years. It was the refined
Siri?
Version of the shit they tried to
touch?
Pull the year before.
Touch ID?
Oh, dude, every time I remember 3D Touch, a little piece of me dies.
Then we've got the Apple Watch X, which could just be the Series 10 after all. Apple might not be redesigning it. The magnetic band system's not happening. It sounds like the health features like blood pressure monitoring and sleep apnea are probably not happening. Because that's just that's just life for us now.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Apple Watch Ultra. Oh, there's going to be a faster chip in both of these, which Gurman said is going to lay the
groundwork
for AI stuff.
Can we get the black one yet?
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen this year. I actually do believe that. I think it's going to happen.
Do you know something or are you
4.
Guessing?
No, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
But even, or sure, I know something. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't ask me questions.
Okay.
AirPods 4, active noise cancellation. And there's going to be a lower end version without it that I believe is going to be AirPods Lite. I made a whole video outlining what I think is going to happen.
Do you think
AirPods
they're going to call them AirPods Lite?
No, of course not. They're just going to be called like AirPods.
S-E?
Yeah, I could see that. Or
you could,
just AirPods.
You could SE that?
I could see that. Ha ha. Where's the laugh track?
Late 2024 to early 2025. We're looking at iMac.
This is where things get exciting, and I don't want to hear any ifs, ands, or buts about the excitement, okay?
Okay. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm just it's just pure excited.
Okay, there's going to be new 14 and 16 inch MacBook Pros with M4.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be a new Mac Mini with the M4.
Hell yeah.
But the thing that I think people are sleeping on, Buster, is this iMac.
24 inch iMac will be updated with the next generation M4 chip in late 2024.
Yeah.
The M4 is expected to feature improved performance, AI tasks, and rumors suggest Apple will add updated neural engine to cover it.
You know what Mac Rumors forgot about that everybody else forgot about? I'm going to do a little Google search and your mind's about to be blown, okay?
Okay,
you
blow
ready
it.
To watch this?
Blow me.
You can see my screen?
I can see it.
Okay, watch this. iMac Pro release date.
Don't do this.
Watch this.
Don't you dare.
Watch this.
Don't you dare.
Watch this. This is what everybody's forgot about. Everybody forgot about it. I'm here. This is what we do. We're an investigative podcast. When to expect the next iMac to launch? Now, if you scroll down, this is for the other one. Hold on. Wait a second. Here we go. New 32-inch iMac Pro expected in 2024, 2025. Planned for either late 2024 or sometime in 2025. The iMac Pro could be coming at the end of this year.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready for that level of hurt. I don't want to get excited about this.
120 hertz display, space black finish. 32-inch design.
I'm not letting myself go there.
This could replace my Mac Studio. In fact, I think I'd actually like it. It'd be nice to just have it all in the monitor.
Nope.
Although giving up the Pro Display XDR would be hard. I also just want a new Pro Display XDR with 120 hertz ProMotion so bad. And the OLED would be
I
so
have
bad.
Wanted so I bought that the first 24-inch iMac.
In 2020.
Okay. Okay.
The spring event, remember? That was when we first started that was like our first podcast ever on YouTube. You guys can go
really?
Back. Was that event? Yes.
Time is not real. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I bought
it's been
that
3 years, bro.
Expecting to only have that for a few months because I was sure we were getting an iMac Pro. And so I loved that 24-inch iMac, loved it a lot. And I edited Front Page Tech on that for like a year. And it was good, but like it just, I wanted that iMac Pro so bad. And then when I realized it wasn't happening and they dropped Mac Studio, and then I was like, well, Mac Studio is clearly the most perfect Mac that has ever been made for people
True.
Like me. The greatest Mac True. Ever. And now I have to consider that maybe, just maybe, there is a Pro coming.
What is can I say?
What it, okay, Sam. Lot to discuss here. If they drop, hypothetically, let's say they drop Mac Studio and iMac Pro at the same time, what are we doing?
Whatever one has more power, I'll get that one.
Because I feel like I've been loyal to Mac Studio. You as well. Mm-hmm. But an iMac Pro.
I mean, it depends. What if it was a 32-inch, 120 hertz panel?
Yeah.
Then I would do that. But I will say I feel like I need just a little bit more power out of my current M2 Ultra Mac Studio. I would like just like a hair.
Bro, what are you doing on your Mac Studio that needs more power?
Editing YouTube video.
I'm just saying, there's
making graphic design thumbnail. Type in Microsoft.
Okay, well, I'm just saying lame. We made some very like in-depth things that I have never thought, wow, I wish it was just a little bit more powerful. I will buy one that is more powerful. I will do that. But not because I need it, just because I'm a gremlin.
That's very exciting for me. The fact that people have forgotten that this could be coming this year, especially M4 chip. Apple does have a history of liking to show off some crazy redesign with a new chip. Could be the first AI, the best AI PC. That's such a stupid phrase. But I'm excited. I would love to see an iMac Pro return. People forget it. If you go back to my videos, I edited on an iMac Pro for years, and I loved
it. It was in the back of all of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What
I am officially to the point where I forget. I need to reply to this Facebook Messenger. I had an old coworker from Culver's Facebook Messenger me the other day and was like, yo, which iPhone should I buy? And I was like, dude, that's crazy. He was like, I saw one of your TikToks. And
I'm surprised he has any money to buy an iPhone after working at Culver's.
Still work at Culver's.
And it sucks and no one buys their food because it's so terrible. So like, how would he get paid, you know? How would he get paid iPhone amount?
Can you come visit me? It would be so much easier if you came visited me rather than I visited you.
And what's going to happen if I go to your Culver's and it tastes just like the one I had and I don't like it? Are you going to let me leave?
No, you'll be held in hostage captivity for
until you have me on camera being like, I love it. I love
exactly,
it so much.
Until I break you. Dude, did you see that Severance season 2 announced?
Yes! That's okay. This is the we've said a lot on this podcast.
See, we just needed
this
to get
the
going.
Only
we just
thing
needed
that
to
matters.
Ramp up.
This is the only
like
thing
any
that
good
matters.
Movie.
It's Severance season 2. It's happening. The greatest show. Now, I can't say the greatest show ever made, but it's really up there. Top 3.
Dude, it's my favorite show of all time.
It's very good. It has potential to be number 1.
Oh, January 17th, dude.
That seems so far away.
I know. Oh, but it looks so good.
I would say arguably... Oh, didn't mean to cut away. I would say arguably the most perfect end-to-end first season of a show ever made.
Yeah. Incredible.
For me, my number one show, not that anyone asked, is still Better Call Saul. It's still number one.
Really? Okay.
It's phenomenal. Fantastic. Amazing show. Paced perfectly. Severance, though, listen, they got a season in the books. Depending on how this season goes, they could be, you know, knocking at the door of Saul Goodman. They better call him.
They better call him, dude. Oh, God.
Just make January 17th is Severance watch-along day. All the geniuses just watch Severance along with us, and that's the video.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I'm literally so excited. And what day is that? Is that a Friday, I assume? Let's see.
Let's look.
That is... All right, it is... Yep, it's a Friday.
Okay. Wow.
And look, at my schedule is currently free that day.
You don't
say. Historically,
I've
been in Japan at that time, but...
Oh, rest in spaghetti.
I'm not going there,
I don't think. Never forget.
Yeah, I'm trying to travel less. It's a thing. We haven't finished up with our stuff releasing this year. So it's not time to end the excitement.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go back. Sorry, I got distracted by a good thing. TV show.
There's one other thing, John, that I know you've been looking forward to.
There's two things. There's two things. There's three things. There's three things on this list. First, iPad Mini 7. It's coming. Well, I had my hopes up last year too, but we're not going to talk about that, Mark Gurman.
Yeah, but it's just going to have a new chip. Literally nothing else.
That's fine. All I need to know is that they still care. All I need to know is that they're putting any effort in at all. Because if they're... listen to me, Sam. Listen to this logic. If there's an iPad Mini 7, suddenly there's a greater chance of there being an iPad Mini 8. You feel me? You feel me? Second of all, AirPods Max. I don't need anything else more than I need a new pair of AirPods Max with a charging port that I actually use, maybe. Because I love these headphones, and they're always dead, because who the hell has a lightning cord anymore? Anybody? Don't worry. I'll wait. And new colors? I don't need new colors. I'm very happy with the blue. I'll probably just get blue again. But new port, new me. Also, you're going to be surprised by this one. A home hub device. Usually, for smart home stuff, HomeKit, Apple uses one of your many devices that is usually like just sitting around as a hub, whether it be an iPad or a HomePod. HomePods make a pretty good hub, but a dedicated hub device will solve so many of my personal problems with HomeKit. I am constantly fighting with HomeKit. It is not reliable, and a dedicated hub device would fix a lot of that. So please be true.
That would be sick.
On a new display.
Do you believe the rumors that AirPods Max are not going to get a new chip or anything? It's literally going to be the old, outdated chip and not even better audio.
What would it need?
The H2, improved sound quality? What do you mean? It's been 4 years
with no
updates.
Okay, but just saying improved sound quality, like what? Just because it's new? Like, is there anything currently
wrong?
Like,
you know how AirPods Pro 2 sounded better than AirPods Pro 1?
We're talking about a much different threshold price point here. It's like they can fit more into price point for the newer product. This is like really
AirPods are overpriced and outdated now compared to everything else on the market.
Okay, so let's say same audio quality, and maybe it's less monies.
They're not going to lower the price.
What if they do, though? Will you eat your socks on this show?
Sure, I will eat a sock if they
I want you to take a sock off right now, cough on it, put it in a baggie. So that way, if you have to eat it later on, you get COVID again.
That would be really messed up. That sounds like how COVID started.
Yeah, I think
somebody
so.
Somebody put
that's,
a sock in a bag and handed it out in Wuhan, bro.
Yeah, I remember that story. Classic.
Okay, so there's that. We've got Apple TV 4K, maybe. We've got a new low-cost iPad. Very cool.
Does the Apple TV have to be the box anymore? Can we be fucking done with that? Can it be done?
What else would it be?
Anything else? A stick?
I like the box.
A little dongle? The box is too much, dude. It's too much.
Well, they should just make a TV. I made a tweet about this.
Yes. In a day and age where smart TVs, the smartness is just integrated. You don't got to buy anything else or have anything dangling from the TV. Or for my Apple TV to work, it has to go. I have like 100-foot HDMI cords because I have to run it to, I have to run my TV to my Denon receiver, and then I have to run an Apple TV to the Denon. Or no, wait, it's backwards. I have to run an Apple TV to the Denon and then run the Denon all the way around to the TV.
This is a really great story. Everybody, give it up for his great story.
Anyway, that is too many steps and too many long cables when I could just have a box or a little dongle that just plug and play. That's it. For it to still be a dedicated box, it's like the size
of... You can't fit an A16 chip in something this big, brother.
For like the size of Kevin? This is like as big as an Apple TV box.
Hey, where do you get the covers? I ordered some of those and mine never come with the cover part.
Huh?
I only have...
It's called a caddy. What are you buying?
Yeah, I know. They only... When I bought a bunch, they only give me the back part. They don't ever give me the front part.
What? Dog, did you
get... Yeah, I just ordered... I got a whole box from Atmos, and they didn't give me the back part.
I have, like... Yeah, I still have a handful of empty ones. Yeah, it's a whole enclosure.
Well, and they didn't give me the front.
Well,
all
right now,
is
his
this,
name
so
is wearing off, but Kevin is a great guy.
I was going to just write on the SSD. Is that okay?
I don't see why not. That's not going to tell on you. They can't talk.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Not yet. What are you going to name yours, if you could?
I don't know. Maybe John. John, could you fit your brain on a single piece of paper?
No. I have tried.
No, it's... Yeah, I know. It's just... It's not enough space. You know,
it's
maybe
impossible.
You need to map things out, and you want to see your brain in, you know, in a better spectrum to really understand what it's like to be human and solve real problems, right?
I have so many ideas, and I have nowhere to put them all, nowhere to visualize them, you know? You know the vibe?
That's why this episode... I do. That's why it's sponsored by Miro, John.
Yay! Welcome back.
John, Miro is a visual collaboration platform that not just gives you and for your brain, but your team more clear vision through comprehensive functionalities that work together with your existing tool sets to make any sprint ritual, whether it be stand up, estimation, sprint planning, or retrospective. They make it clear and understandable, John, because it helps your team understand what you want to do.
I love that. Hey, guys, you should spritz a little Miro on your ideas because it helps you ensure that you and your team has the context that you all need before devoting time and resources to get all that work done. With Miro, planning team tasks is smoother and gives everyone a clear sense of mission for every sprint. Plan sprints with ease using Miro's planner widget. Connect your team's Jira or Azure instance to your Miro board to visualize and filter tasks sprint week by sprint week status, epic, and team. So you're telling me that if let's say you use your reservist, you're telling me if I want to switch to Miro, boom, easy.
John, we've been using this for the podcast. We've been able to construct our ideas in new ways.
I didn't know
Did
we could
forget?
Take from a different service though.
Yeah, bro, we can import from
That's
stuff we've
amazing.
Already been using. Yeah, we've been using it for our YouTube channels to help plan with our employees, guys. Whether you work in product design, engineering, UX, agile marketing, or you're two goons like us with a podcast, bring your team together on Miro. Your first
That's
three
not fair.
Miro boards are free when you sign up today at Miro.com. That's three boards free at Miro.com.
Thank you, Miro. We love you.
All right, if you could pick one Apple product out of this entire list, the thing that you are the most excited for
iPad
for the
Mini.
Rest of the year. Okay, give me a real answer.
That's
it. Literally
it.
Is a, it
I
literally
would literally
is a
rather have a new iPad Mini than an iPhone 16, an iPhone 16 Pro. Okay, hang on. The Macs, I didn't consider. Mac Pro and then iPad Mini.
Mac Pro?
I'm sorry. iMac Pro is what I meant.
I was like, do we have Luke Miani on the pod?
No. iMac Pro and then iPad Mini. Literally, all the other ones can fucking die for all I care.
What?
Yeah, if I have to pick one, that's what I'm picking. I don't need an iPhone 16. You know what? I might not even buy the new one.
Shut up. You're going to make a video called the iPhone 16 Pro, not a review. Hey, guys, it's... Don't... Here, let me tell you his video he's going to make this year since it's this year.
Are you upset with
me? A lot
of
YouTubers make you feel like you have to buy the new iPhone. But
his connection dropped and no one can hear him.
Why did I freeze? Stop. I had a... I'm back.
It's
like I never left.
It's Jesus.
Don't feel like you guys have to buy the iPhone. It's not that good. Don't feel pressure. Subscribe to me though and give me your AdSense for telling you what you want to hear. That's going to be his video.
Is that how you feel about those videos? Have you just
the one this year was fine, but the 14 Pro one did piss me off because it was silly.
It pissed you off? You know
it
it's a YouTube video, bro.
Yeah, I'm emotional.
It's not real.
I react emotionally to a lot of things.
You telling me you can watch an iPhone 14 video that I make and be mad at me as your friend, as a person?
No, I'm mad at Front Page Tech, the entity.
What do they know? Stupid yeah, Front Page Tech.
You didn't ask me what I'm most excited for. Usually hosts have a dialogue where it'd be like, hey, what are you most excited
for?
I know we're still working on
this. You were busy insulting me. I'm sorry. Sam, what are you most excited about out of all these products?
I actually don't feel like answering.
You fucking
because I should have been asked in the first place. I am most excited, authentically, for the iPhone 16 Pro because I am very curious as to what new AI features Apple is going to add. Because and this is what I keep saying in my videos with people: oh, you're milking your audience. You're repeating the same thing. Yeah, I'm repeating it because nobody else is saying it. You need to get it in your damn skulls, okay? What Apple has shown us is only for the current hardware, the A15 series. Mm-hmm. Do you really think they're going to announce the A18 chip in the iPhone 16 and say, just does everything we've already shown? We announced all the point of the iPhone 16. No. We exist in a complex microcosm that Apple is simply only beginning to unveil. The iPhone 16 is going to introduce exclusive iOS 18 features. Imagine Genmoji, but something different. That's going to be the entire marketing of these phones, okay? That's going to be the whole point. The reason you're going to want to buy these is because there's going to be some exclusive features that you can't get. That is what Apple's going to do. They're going to look very similar. They're not going to do that picture different than it does now. But they might be able to make even like... ultra emojis, and I'm going to buy that phone.
Ultra emojis.
I'm going to buy it.
If you live through COVID. Hey, is there a contingency plan if you croak? Do I get Apple Track?
Bro, I'm not even sick anymore.
Okay, let's pretend something tragic happens.
Like what? Like what scenario? So
you're hosting a rally.
With my fervent supporters and one guy that really
Let's
doesn't
just
like
say
me.
Hypothetically, you're hosting a rally.
Hypothetically, I'm holding a rally and you've got a sniper on the roof.
It goes awry, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Who gets Apple Track? And why is it me? Because it should be. If your answer is anybody else
but
me.
I think I promised it to Concept Central.
Why would you give it to Shay? Why would you give it to Shay, Sam?
How did you do that?
Why would you give it to literally anyone that's not me?
You did a backflip really fast. That was kind of impressive.
I have fucking skin in the game, bro. I have been your friend
for
longer.
Are you really going to get worked up over something somebody on a screen said? You got really emotional about that. It's like not even...
This isn't about the iPhone 14.
Are you going to be mad at me
as your
friend?
No. This is not about some fucking stupid tech product that they're going to make another new one anyway. There's only one Apple Track and you only have one best friend and you didn't pick him.
Look at the Samsung event. There's a lot of different Apple Tracks, actually. Dude, you don't even post videos. You can't even handle yourself and your own life and what's going on. There's no fucking way you're going to be able to handle mine. You're going to be out here making TikToks for me if I die?
Yeah,
really?
If you give it to me, I will accept the responsibility.
All right, I'll give you...
Apple Track number one iPad mini fan page.
No, see, that's what you would do. You would ruin it and you could drop. You'd
I think my chair's broken a little bit. Man.
Yeah, I saw it break. Something flew off of it when you threw it.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. What I'm trying to do, what I thought I was doing, was getting the new Apple Track headquarters. Because I was preparing for your death.
Mm.
He's sick. Oh, shit. I gotta act fast.
Yeah, you pre-planned.
Because there's got to be room for me. I've got to keep Shay hired because that's what you would want. Yeah, I have to, like, have a meeting with your manager every week, who's also my manager, but I don't have meetings with him. I will have to take all of your brand responsibilities, so I will have to say no to Casetify once a month. It's like there's a long list of my responsibilities as I assume the role of leader at Apple Track. And I'm just going to say it hurts. It hurts.
All right, you're me. What's the next controversy you start? Because I've got a few just brewing in my drafts on the X platform. What's the next controversy you start? Because you got to keep it hot.
Oh, I would just rename it to Casetify Track for a week.
How'd you know that was in the drafts?
only covering new Casetify products. It really, you wouldn't give it to me, Sam?
No. Are you insane?
What's your problem?
I'd give it to Luke Biani before you.
What the fuck? You wouldn't trust me to, even if it's not me as the, like, the face of the thing, you wouldn't trust me to hire somebody else that looks like you?
I mean, I would trust you to do that.
You didn't even ask me what my contingency plan was if this was true. Because that was.
Yeah,
would
okay,
do that.
Go ahead. Okay, prove yourself. Prove yourself. What's the contingency plan? I go away, you get Apple Track. What are you doing? WYD.
Okay. We keep your death a complete secret. I go on Craigslist and I find a lookalike. I hire him. Okay, we give him COVID. Because here's the problem. If you die and we replace you with someone that looks like you, chances are. His voice isn't going to sound like you. So it'll still be a dead giveaway. So what we're going to do is we're going to give this guy COVID, and we're just going to say, oh, his voice sounds different because he's sick. And then when he's not sick anymore, wow, COVID just completely changed his voice. That's crazy. Anyway, have fun with Healthy Sam. Perfect.
So
no
even
one
when
would
I recover
know.
And it's different, you're like, he's got long COVID.
The longest.
He's got the really long, the longest COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
He has Provid. COVID Pro. Provid.
All right. Now I've got a plan for you. Okay. Do I get front page check if you die?
If you would have asked that question 5 minutes ago, I probably would have said yeah.
All right. Can I have front page check?
Are you giving me?
This is 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah. My only rules are keep Brian hired. And make Shay finish the background of the show.
I've now assumed control. Company's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. I'm dead. Go ahead.
All right. Brian's getting axed first move in the
You fucking
business.
Asshole.
Right.
That
He's
what?
Fucking done. All
you
right.
didn't listen
Anybody
to my
can
last
write a script.
Rich.
Anybody can write a script. He's done. But you're dead. So you don't even know. All right. Brian's done.
I'm
Him and his whole family
above.
Out on the street.
Or below.
Okay, we've cut costs. I've already improved the margins of this company by, I know the numbers, by like 300%.
Okay.
Okay. Next step. Don't upload for a month because I don't have to, okay? Nobody knows the difference, okay? Third thing, put a sheet on top of me as a new bit called Ghost Prosser because it's like I'm always gone and I don't reply to people very well, okay? When Ghost Prosser comes back, I'm going to use the AI music technology to just use your voice when I talk.
Okay.
Maybe get COVID to especially up the Kermit aspects of my voice. Mm-hmm. So I sound especially like Kermit the Frog like you. And then I just do videos as Ghost Prosser for like a year until eventually I decrease the upload frequency so low that people forget about you. You fade into irrelevance.
You're supposed to keep the company alive, not slowly kill it. What's the point of axing Brian if you're just going to kill the company anyway?
Because I get more money for those 6 months while it survives.
You're terrible. I retract it. You're not getting shit.
Shay
I could
does
trust
finish the
it.
Background, though.
What does it matter if the show's gone?
Exactly.
If the show is only background, that's it.
I followed one of your last wishes, and that's how I sleep at
night. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Great. Wow. I'm so glad I gave it to you and not literally anybody else. Shamir Jackson, he gets it.
Honestly, I have decided. He gets Jesus Bar. He does.
The person that's always in the comments every week, never missed a week, Shamir Jackson has shown up more weeks than we have to put timestamps down in the comments. Every episode, unsung hero.
Yeah.
He gets front page tech. And if here's the fucking catch. If Sam dies before me and I own Apple Track and Front Page Tech and I croak, Shamir, congratulations. Bundle. Buy one, get one. You get both.
Hell yeah. Give it up for Shamir, everybody.
No, and you don't even need the cool part about owning this. Well, he could get Genius Bar too, because if we're both dead, why not? The cool part about owning Genius Bar is that you won't have to do timestamps anymore, because someone will just do it.
I don't know. I think he would do it himself. I guess he would just do timestamps as we record.
How did we know? We didn't do timestamps, and we knew something happened. We knew someone was going to come from the greatest place on earth, which is the state known as Timestamp State City.
Okay, we're going to move on. You're not okay. Dude, I'm so excited for Apple Intelligence. Like, the more I look at this, the more I'm just like, oh, this is going to be sick. It looks so good. It's like growing on me so much more. I just love, like, the image generation is kind of cheesy, but it looks
Weren't you just
sick.
Talking about how you're mad at them?
Bro, you can feel multiple ways about a company. Just like I feel multiple ways about you. And we're still here doing the podcast.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I do.
What is the issue? Why are we fine until the podcast starts? Then you're just mad at me.
Because we need content, okay?
Okay, well, mad isn't content. When has mad ever gotten anyone anywhere?
That's one of the best content out there.
I personally would never watch that.
I know, never.
Internet
okay,
drama
anyway.
Is like one of my favorite things on the planet.
What is?
Internet drama. My favorite thing is when something happens and then I get to watch everyone talk about it always. It's not like I'm learning anything new about the story. I'm just hearing a new person tell it and it's great. The boogie stuff, fucking sign me up, dude. I want to hear everyone. Yep. Do you have an opinion? Can I hear you talk about it?
I actually have not followed that situation that closely. I'm waiting for the H3 podcast to come back.
Oh, okay, I didn't know the H3 podcast was gone.
Yeah, they're on break right now. They had their big live show. You know, they sold out the Greek Theater in LA.
That's really cool. I just knocked over Kevin.
It's like thousands of people.
That's really cool. I'm happy for them.
Are we ever going to do a live show again?
At that same theater.
I wish that we could. That would be now, every subscriber would have to show up.
We need to do what everyone asked us last time, and that was to come to New York.
No, I'm not going to New York.
You can't.
New York and rotten hell. Anyone who lives in New York, stop listening to the podcast.
What? Are you all? COVID has made him a salty little boy. I don't know what's happening.
It's like, bro, once you live in LA, there's, I mean.
You were just in New York with me in awe.
Yeah, it was fun.
Saying it was
for
a vibe.
Like a couple days.
But you sound very mad.
And then the rats and the trash and the weird
There's
people
a lot of rats and there is a lot
subway.
Of trash.
Why?
And I ain't talking about...
Why would I...
What?
Never mind. Nothing.
No, go ahead. You set this up. Go ahead.
Nope. Don't you dare put it on the single cam
now,
right
go ahead
now.
And follow through. Mr. John Prosser says somebody doesn't follow through. Go ahead. Follow through on this one.
Switch
Cowboy.
The camera. I'm not talking. Nope. I want to press the button to end the show if you... Okay, there we go.
Last time I switched the camera, I flipped, so I would rather not.
That was really impressive. How did you do that? Do you just practice flips? Because that was really rehearsed.
Yeah, it's a shoulder roll. It's, Don't rehearse it.
Cool.
Probably haven't done
You're
one
really
in 10 years, but there we go.
See, I'm fair and balanced, because like...
Yeah, thanks. So next time you're mad at me, I'll just pop out a shoulder roll and you'll be happy again.
Everything's good.
Every
I'm
time
like
you're
a little
mad
fish,
at
me. I'm just like, I'm just a guppy, bro. I just, content. Yeah, TikTok guppy. Is melting my brain, though.
That's the perfect way to end it. TikTok is melting. It's melting your brain. It's melting my
brain. For another episode. I think this was better than last week. We're slowly improving as we wrap up.
Yeah.
You realize the iPhone comes out in like basically 2 months. That's sick.
So sick. It's like the 15th. What's the paper?
You're
You're not a real fan. I can't hear anything you're saying because the music is so loud.
There's a lot of people excited for the iPhone 16, you skunk.
I'm very happy for them. They deserve it. I found
like
it.
Like Oculus said.
It's important.
You said it was terrible.
Zero calorie, zero sugar soda is the one of the greatest inventions, one of the greatest scientific achievements known to man. You might think penicillin. I say zero calorie soda. We just have different opinions, is all.
Yeah, we are not the same man.
And the only zero sugar root beer that I have found, well, there's a couple. There's like, there's some really, really bad ones. But then there's, you know, the regular
and there's some really
good,
really
good root beer brands like A&W. That one tastes bad. The A&W root beer, I just accepted that I would not be able to have zero calorie root beer because the A&W root beer, you can taste the layers almost. Like you put it in your mouth and it tastes like someone took a fountain of just the carbonated water and then the flavor and tried to put them in at right when it entered your mouth. It's not a cohesive experience. I can taste the separation and I don't like it. It's not good. But then the other day I found Mug also has zero sugar, zero calorie root beer. Now the regular versions, A&W root beer and Mug, if I have to choose, I'm going A&W. But it turns out for zero calorie, A&W has no fucking clue what they're doing. So Mug root beer actually tastes like root beer. It's delicious. If you love zero calorie, zero sugar soda, but you're like, wow, I really miss root beer, try this. It's wonderful. Don't say I never gave you nothing.
I like this new idea of like trying something new food wise at the end of every episode. I think that's kind of fun.
Okay. You got anything?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't plan for it, but you just kind of did it, which is good.
I will say, because it's the end of the show and it's a safe space per usual. Here, I'll even give you one of these.
Thank you, King.
Last night, okay, so Halo Top is the best. Ice cream is my favorite.
I feel like your entire life is just you trying to eat a ridiculous amount of food. And you're like, how do I cheat?
Yes, exactly.
Physics.
Volume eating is great. Okay, so I love Halo Top ice cream. It's great. It's amazing. Ice cream is my favorite food on the planet. There's nothing even close to it.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know ice cream.
Close to ice cream. If I could eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day and never even look at anything else, I would.
You could. What's
if that was acceptable.
You're a grown-ass man.
I am a grown-up. I can do what I want.
Exactly.
But I was in the store the other day. I have not had real ice cream in like a long time. I've just been having Halo Top for a while. And I'm walking and I see these. I took a picture. I can show you. I found these, Sam. All right? Listen to me.
Okay.
These peanut butter, like bars, Reese's peanut butter bars, okay?
It has nuts, so I don't like real nuts.
Yeah, you
like
would die, butter. But I won't die because I'm strong like and great. Okay. There are 6 bars in there. At some point following that adventure, at some point in the evening, somebody had vitamins. I don't know who.
No.
But every single bar is gone. 6 of them. Somebody ate every single one of those Reese's bars in one
sitting. See, that's... I've heard of people like that. Have you ever eaten an entire thing of Oreos?
In one sitting? No. I think Oreos are just a tad too sweet for me to eat the whole thing.
What have you eaten an entire thing of in one sitting?
Oh, a bag of chips, gone. Kettle cooked chips,
see, like,
fucking
that's
gone.
Crazy.
Doritos, gone.
I would end my life. I could not live with the guilt of doing that.
Why? You can just, why are you guilty?
Because that is just like, what have I done? I literally was not productive at all. I just went.
But that's a one time. you feeling guilty is not the move. You got to just accept that it happened and do better today. That's all you can do.
My dad, he's like, I just can't. He's like, when I get Oreo thins, I just can't stop. And
dude,
I'm like,
Oreo thins are fucking fire. They are so much better than regular Oreos. The
but
portions
when you look on the back
of the cream.
And when you look.
So much.
Better. I know. It's great. I'm with you. I'm with you, friend.
Okay.
But when you look at the back and see the sugar content, yeah. I think of all the weight I'm going to gain in different parts of my body and how I'm going to like lose the, like the light outline of a six pack. It's a light outline. It's not a strong one, but it's a light outline. And I'm like, what? It's not worth it. Like, I want to look hot, bro.
But one
it's
thing
hot
of
boy
Oreos
summer.
Is not going to like, it's not going to do the damage you think it's going to do. It's prolonged of doing that.
I'm also going to be pooping myself for the next 12 hours.
Okay, isn't that what you want? You don't want to keep it all in. You want to release the guilt.
Sounds like you did. How do you eat six Reese's bars, bro? That's insane.
Fucking buy them and you'll find out. I mean, you'll die before you get to the third one.
Listen.
But
I understand the temptation, but you just have to... You just have to say no.
There was no to be found.
How
dude.
Do you
something
not have self-control? How I don't understand
I'm
that.
Not
like,
saying
I've never...
it was me, but if it was me, no one told me no.
Dude, even
I have
when I've
no
been vitamined out of my brain. I mean, listen, when I've had a few sips and I, you know, of course, took my Z-Biotics, I will get, yeah, like, I always get a late night snack. If I've been out on the town, I get home at 1 a.m., I'm door dashing IHOP. But I eat a normal amount of food. I get the big breakfast with the waffle, the eggs, the hash browns, the sausage, and the bacon.
I've seen, yeah, this is Rich coming for
but
you because
like,
I've seen you put away some food.
Yeah, but it's like a normal, healthy amount of food.
No, it's not. I don't know where you put it all. Because maybe it's because you don't eat, like, normal times throughout the day.
I lost weight with COVID because I wasn't eating food. Dude, and did you know I had the COVID that affected every part of me?
What's that mean?
I was coughing, sneezing, choking,
can you taste smell?
Pooping.
Can you still taste
smell? I lost that too.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
If you can't taste nuts, will it still kill you? Is that how allergies work?
Also, I'm not allergic to all nuts. Also, do you know who gave me the COVID? Because I'd like to publicly
out
him.
Oh, I do. I don't want to release that. I don't want to leak that information.
Luke Miani. 4th of July, this fucker gets in my car. And I had the kindness, by the way, to invite him to my 4th of July plans with my friends here. Okay? I went out of my way. He gets in the car. I trauma dump on him about the night before. And then, bro, I was like, how are you doing, buddy? You know, it's just like as a pleasantry, as a joke. He's like, oh, my throat's hurt a little bit. I'm real tired. But aside from that, I'm fine.
You got God,
and instantly in my brain, I'm like, you fucking fucker. You're going to get me sick. I just know it. But in my mind, John, I'm like, I've already done the math. Beep, blah, 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 blah. Worst case scenario is I'm going to have a cold for like 3 days because he doesn't seem that sick. And he says this is like the worst he's felt and okay. It's like not getting any. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Worst case scenario, I don't think you're being responsible or an ethical human for going out and getting people. You're talking about eBay scammers. Yeah, you scammed me too, pal. I hang out with him the entire day. I don't even drink anything on 4th, by the way. I had like one sip of like a... Just because I was like having some stomach issue. It's a separate idea for a separate day. Point being, I was like, my immune system's not even going to be run down. I'm going to be like a real boy. 2 days later, when Concept Central, Shays is staying with me and I'm housing him.
Oh, no.
I start getting a scratchy throat.
Is he sick too?
No, I almost, he's on vacation in Mexico and I almost ruined his entire Mexico trip, bro. Actually, no, Luke almost ruined his entire Mexico trip.
Yeah, that's true.
But Luke basically,
Luke almost took down 100% of Apple Track.
I know. Well, there's more of us
now. You think that was planned?
New render people by the day. I think it was an assault. I mean, you know, maybe it was. Maybe it was intentional. Maybe he's like,
maybe he's
Apple
been
Track's
seeing your views lately. He just needed it to slow down, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, job well done, pal. Job well done. So yeah, that's who got
idea,
me
Luke.
Sick. And that was just evil. That was biological warfare.
I mean, he didn't do an amendment, right?
Here's my take. Have I forgiven him because he didn't know it was COVID? Mostly. Should you be leaving the house if you have sick symptoms? Fuck no. Stay home.
Oh,
my friend and I
on
COD were talking about
every
this tonight.
Every...
This shit pisses me off. If you are sick, this is my favorite thing that happened to me 2 years ago. My friend Jake. It's New Year's Eve. Okay. It's a small gathering. It's five of us in somebody's
basement.
If you die,
basement. I get Jake too.
This is when, what? That's not how that works.
I'm taking him.
Dude, it's New Year's Eve. An hour late, Jake and his girlfriend show up. And my friend and I are like, you know, he's always late, but like, this was like extra bad. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, oh, sorry, we just had to take COVID tests. And I was like, oh, then why do you have every COVID symptom? And he's like, oh, don't worry. All the tests were negative. We took two each on the way here. And I'm like, wait a second. Then what is all this bullshit going on? And he's like, oh no, we're super fucking sick. We've been running fevers for days. We feel terrible, but it's not COVID, so it's okay to show up to this party. And I was like, you fucking idiot. Guess who got sick 2 days after New Year's? The two other people at the party that didn't have the symptoms before. And he was like, but it wasn't COVID, so you can't be mad. And I was like, no, that's not how mad works. I'm actually pissed now because you knowingly got my ass sick. This is, people always be doing this to me and it gets me so pissed off. It's like, I have a business and a job to run. And they're like, I'm not that sick. What you? I'm going to be in the car with you with the windows closed because I don't want the windows down.
Are you taking
the windows
stance of how dare a normie get me sick because I have a business to run?
No, how dare anyone that has symptoms of being sick leave the house?
Okay, just making sure.
Stay your ass home, you little sick fucks. Okay?
Yeah, Luke me on.
This goes for all the geniuses. If you're sick, don't you come to a show. Don't you say hi in public if you got some of the vid or not, or you're just feeling under the weather. Don't get my ass sick or I'm gonna hurt you.
I don't think you will, though.
In Minecraft.
Okay, there it is. You're going to hit him with your diamond pickaxe.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that was a long... wow, okay. We'll see you guys next
week. Because
you
took me out for a week. I'm so behind, and you really... I missed multiple social gatherings. I was... Like, one of the run clubs I do has a midnight run, and I missed that because of Luke. And that really made me sad.
How would you like to solve this? Should Luke come on the show and apologize?
I'm gonna kill the vibe next time we hang out in Minecraft.
You're gonna kill the vibe, okay. All right.
I'm gonna set up on a rooftop somewhere.
We're going. Goodbye.
In Minecraft.